How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. This is a show about pro wrestling. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. And this is what we call stupid questions, where one of us asks the other person a question, and they have to answer off the top of their head. It could be something silly and stupid, or it could be something that requires a little bit more thought. Leonard is going to be asking me the question this time. So, Leonard, take it away.
This is an either-or, so I think it's a pretty quick one. Who has the better public domain theme song? Randy Savage with Poppin' Circumstance or Ric Flair with Also Sprach Zarutha, or however you say it?
Thus spoke Zarathustra.
Zarathustra.
I'm close.
I believe. So Savage's theme or Flair's theme, which one do you think is better? And you can consider that also, like, which one fits the guy better, or how they've used it better.
So this is not maybe as hard a question to answer as I thought of right away. Initially, I knew you when you started the question, I was like, oh man, he's gonna make me choose between these two. And I was like, that's really tough. But then I stopped to think and I was like, is it that tough? Here's what I would say to this. Savage's theme song, you know, is among wrestling fans, when they hear that, no matter if they're at a graduation or not, they will think of Savage. Mm-hmm. Everybody else will not hear or think of Savage.
Mm-hmm.
However, with Ric Flair, I think that weigh scale is tilted a little bit, because I think when you hear that piece of music, non-wrestling fans, some of them are going to think about Ric Flair. Like,
yes,
some people will know that that's Ric Flair's theme music. And they'll, you know, if you were to mention it amongst the crowd, like, oh yeah, that's Ric Flair's theme music. Like, so I think that in that way, you have to go with Ric Flair, simply because I think him connected to that music has entered the mainstream a little bit more than Savage's. Like, whenever I hear that at a graduation, though, like, I automatically think of Savage, and I'm like, you know, I think about, you know, his grand entrances with the robes and stuff. You know, it always takes me back to being a kid and thinking about his matches. Always. I watched much more of Savage than I did Ric Flair when I was little. Much more. But you can't deny how perfect Ric Flair's theme music goes with his classic character. I mean, it's just, you know, to think of a better marriage of music, you know, and you mentioned the public domain thing, the fact that they were able to do that and, like, it just kind of goes perfectly with him, is, you know, kind of insane when you think about it. Other music is made for the talent and, you know, it goes with them because it's tailor-made for them, but this is one they just pulled out of a movie. So,
yeah. You know, I was trying to think of a theme song question, because I don't know if we've done a theme song question at least in a while. And I was trying to think of, okay, how about a theme song that wasn't, like, written for someone, you know, specifically. And there was a lot of licensed tracks. But then I kind of thought of Flair and Savage and how those are both public domain songs. And I'm sure there are other guys that use public domain music. I would just have to look it up more. And we recently just did the Poffos versus Rock and Roll Express match that we talked about. And we talked about Randy Savage using State of Shock, which was by the Jacksons, which is part of a promo video, and saying, I could see him walking out to that. I think I could see Savage walking out to a rock type of number or some different type of music.
Well, when he was in TNA, it was still that song, but it was like a version of it with, like, a weird guitar solo at the beginning.
Okay, I don't know if I've heard that.
Go back and watch that clip of him. He made one or two appearances.
Yeah.
When his theme music hits, like, you expect it to be Pomp and Circumstance.
Yeah.
But it starts out with, like, you know, somebody playing this wicked solo of it, which is cool too, but it's like, you know, I don't think that's not true. They did tweak Ric Flair's from time to time.
I was going to say, I believe they did. They did remix it at one point, yeah. And Charlotte Flair uses a version of it that's very remixed.
Oh yes.
Yeah, from that, and I kind of like her version of it. And yeah, I want to say, I think when Flair came back to WWE, you know, during the whole brand thing, I think he was using kind of a remixed version of it.
Yeah, I really like that version, actually. I think it has just the same amount of epic quality to it. Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting question to ask, because I doubt it was Jim Johnston who would have tweaked that. Somebody must have. I wonder why they chose to do that. It is public domain. So, like, why would they think, we can't make it exactly the same. We have to,
Maybe because they thought they could copyright it, or maybe they were trying to modernize it. Mm-hmm. It depends. That'd be a good Bruce Pritchard question, probably, for his show. Sure. The only thing I want else to mention is, of course, Flair's music also sprang Zarathustra, was used by Elvis Presley as well.
Yes.
So yeah, I think people would think of some people would probably think of Elvis, older people most likely at this point, but he used that at the beginning of his concerts before he would come out, and then it would go into this heavy kind of drum solo and go into CC Rider. That's how he opened concerts for.
Right. Yeah. Very true. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So, and if you compare Ric Flair to Elvis, you know, both blingy guys, a lot of bling, a lot of charisma, a lot of energy. I think there's a lot of similarities there. Sure. But yeah, I would agree with you. I think I could see Savage with some different music. I can't see Flair with different music. I think it fits him great. And yeah, it was a great choice. And as you said, I think people do think of Flair first. A while back, I was watching some old wrestling. Savage was coming out, and my wife asked, "Is he graduating? Like why is he coming?"
Yeah.
So graduating from wrestling school, like, no, that's just the music he used. I don't know. I don't remember. No, I'm sure there's a story out there why he used it, where it came from.
Yeah, I wonder if that took any convincing with him, or maybe he convinced it himself. Who knows?
Yeah. So it was one of those kind of things. I was trying to think of a theme song question, and I just wound up getting that specific with it. But it was
I like that idea. Yeah.
Even as an either or question, it certainly gave us some things to talk about.
Absolutely. Well, let us know what you think, if we're off base or not. We'll have to talk about some of the other public domain theme songs that were used over the years.
Yeah, we'll have to look those up and do a list.
Absolutely. So let us know in the comments. Hit the like button, subscribe to our content, check out our other videos, Segment Surgery, Random Match Reviews, What's That Card. We're also available wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for checking us out. And always let us know what you think of the show overall. For Leonard, my name is Chad. We will see you next week.